Daf is Daf Tes. So the Gemara begins the mission on the top here. I think this is only the second mission of the Masech that we got to. So the Mishnah says, Kinidre Rishayim. The person says, I want to make a neder like Rishayim make. Neder bin Nazir ubekarban ubeshua. It's going to be work. It's going to be a good neder, whether it's a neder for a Nazir, another neder for a carbon, or a neder like a shua. So let's read the Ran. It's a bit of a Ran here. Ran writes, Nidre Risham Neder Benazir Bekarbon Veshua. Hachmas is in this Mishnah, Nami Perusha de Yados. It's a continuation of what we spoke about in the previous Mishnah about Yados. Farshinim Begamar, the Gemara is going to explain the Hachikamar. Im Amar Kin Nidre Risham Hareini, the person says, I want to be, like Nidre Risham, I want to be, via Nazir over the front of, and as he says this, there's a Nazir passing in front, so he's referring to the Nazir in front of him. Harehu Nazir. He's a good Nazir.
It's one Lashem. Since one Hashem makes neder.
Rishayim do averos. So taking a neder is not a good thing. That's what Rishayim do. So if I say I want to take a neder, like Nidre Rishayim, that neder is binding. So if he says specifically, I want to be a Nazir, just like Nidre Rishayim, and a Nazir, or I want to be a Hareini, and the Nazir passes by, Hareini can Nidre Rishayim, it's going to be Chal. Yeah. V'chein, so to the Ran says, Im Amar, kinidre rishayim, alai chayiv karbon. I'm going to take upon myself a karbon like the rishayim do. U'mistavr nami didavka kishayisa behema munachas lefanav. The Ran makes his own akimta. It's probably referring to where an animal is passing by in front. V'chein nami im Amar kinidre rishayim heimanu shlo ochel. I won't eat something by a kikar munach lefanav, and there's a piece of bread in front of him. Harei hu b'shua shelo yochalenu. So all these things, mechayv b'chol hani ki amar kinidre nisham. When you say kinidre risham, it's chal sharei harisham darchen lidor b'chaleilu. That's what risham do. They take nidarm. Umipnei she'ain roi lasos kain. And since this is not the proper thing to do, karile nidre risham sharei risham him laoso davar kain nir b'einai. So it sounds like at the end, not necessarily that risham do this, but when a person does do this, he's now b'toras a rasha. That's not a good thing to do, so you're called a Rasha for doing this. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. Again, you say, Kinide Rishayim, by a Nazir, a Karbon, or Shvua, it's going to be Chal.
So they don't take Rishayim.
That, at the end, it sounds like it doesn't seem like Rishayim, but if you do this, if one were to do this, they are considered a Rasha for doing this. Then the second half of the Mishnah says, let's say you say, Kinide Kisharin. I want to take a Nether like Kisharim do, like people who do the right thing. Lo Amar Klum, Kinidvosev, nothing is effective. But if you say, can the devosan, like the way they make nedavos, different than nedarim, but they make nedavos like of ksherim, then it will be good neder, nazir, or karbon. So the Ran explains here also, why is it not chal when you say that language? Even though you want to, I want to take upon myself, and Hayanazir was passing in front, or behema, or kikar lefanav, or any of those items are in front of you, still lo amar klum. Why? Sharei ein haksherim nodim shein rishon lasos kein. Ksherim don't do this. People don't do this who do the proper thing, because you're not allowed to just take stam nidarm. Huadinami im amar kinidvas rishon, says the Ran. If you say kinidvas rishon, we said in the Mishnah, kinidvas ksherim will work. Nidavas are what ksherim do take, but not nidarim. When you say nidvas rishon, that's almost an oxymoron. Alai lo amar klum, it doesn't work. The fish ein rishon nodim. Rishon don't take nidavas, rishon take nidarim. Shim heim nodim ein Risham, because if they were to take Nadavim, they wouldn't be classified as Risham, Losodavar, Hacha Isa B'Tosefta. And then the Ran writes, one more Ran here on this mission, it's a longer one, but Kinidvosam Nedda B'Nazim B'Karbam. If a person says, I want to take a Nadava like Sherim, then it will be effective. Sherei, Hak Sherim, Misnadvim Haim B'Karbam Uvinasiris. That's what Sherim do. They do take Nadavos. Hilkach. Kiyama Hareini V'Haya Nazir Ofer Lefanav Harehu Nazir. If a person says, I want to be taking Nadava, and there's another passing in front. V'chi amar alai u'behema u'nechas lefanav. Same thing, the animal passing by. Havelei ka'omer harehu karbon nedava. It's as if you're saying a karbon nedava, which is good. But he says, it only applies to nazirus and nedava. Mishnah, if you note in the Mishnah, does not mention shvua by the case of nedava. It doesn't mention shvua. So says the Ran, about b'shvua lo mechayev afilu hayakikar munach lefanav. Even if a piece of bread is in front of him, and he uses the lashon shvua, and says kinidvosam, it won't work. V'amar hayimanu shlo ochal, it doesn't work. L'fi she'ein haksherim nishbarin le'olam. A ksherim never ever takes shvuas. Afagav, even though we saw yesterday's daf, Darmin el daf ches, dilizruze nafshayo nishbarn ledavar mitzvah. We said that the ksherim do take shuas, and it's advisable to take shuas. Dilizruze nafshay. Hahi shuah lo mikre nedava, sharei kvar him chuyavim lekaim mitzvah. That's not a real shuah. They already are chayv to keep the mitzvahs from the Torah. It was a different type of din, the shuah, but not a real shuah. It's a completely different category. But in general, ksherim do not take shuas. Okay, now the Ram wants to go a little further here and discuss what's the difference between a neder and a dava. He says, Ikal Medak, Hare Nadava Eina Ela Baomer Hare Zu, Veneder Behre Eli. Quoting a Mishnah in Megillah, what's the difference between a dava and a neder? A neder is where I'm taking upon myself, it's upon me to bring an animal, let's say. And let's say this animal in front of me is lost, I still need to find another animal. And if that animal gets lost, I need to make sure I bring an animal eventually as a carbon. If I say nadava, nadava is on the chefta. I want to make this animal as a chefta of a carbon. If I lose this animal, I'm absolved of my responsibilities. That's the difference. Nadava is on the chefta. If you lose it, it's it. Nether's on the gavra. You have to make sure you carry it out. So chilek zeh, says the Ran, if that's the distinction, if that's the definitions, chilek zeh lesa el b'dedarm dibber karbonos. This is only shayach by karbonos. What about shvua? I shouldn't say. What about nazir? There's no distinction of a neder or nedava by nazir. So the Ran concludes, therefore, near Be'enai, the neder perusho, davar sheino bala gamre benidvas lev. A neder is where it's a half-hearted dedication. The full lev is not there. Unidava perusho masha adam noder yose benidvas nafsho ushimasav yose ritzuyim. Where he really wants to, it's full-hearted, a type of dedication. That's the difference. For this reason, I'm reading the neder who hare alai the fishenu misnadev lagamre kevin shlo nafrisha achshav. So that same distinction applies now, it makes sense for a carbon as well. A person says, I want to take upon myself a nether to bring an animal, it's not really full hearted because you never separate animal, you never designate animal. So I'm going to take upon myself a nether. But where's the animal? He didn't do his full job yet. So that tells us that connects to the nether is about not having a full hearted dedication. But nedava hu bomer hare zu lefishim is nadiv neder yosem mivrati. I'm not just taking a nedava. I'm telling you where that nedava is going to be fulfilled. From this animal in front of me, this is the nedava. So therefore, it's more gemiras das, more nisyan slave involved. And the chayvan shehazehu perushim. Now that this is the distinction, this is the explanation of shal neder v'nedava. Af bin nazir, so do my nazir. Af apish ein haneder shal nazirus ela bin nechad. Even though it results in the same thing, a neder nedava is going to take you to the same goal by nazirus. Misha kavanish la rutsuya yoser, one whose intentions are greater. Kare nazirus on nedava. His nazirus is called nedava, even though there's no lamaisa difference. A nazir is a nazir, but it's still called a nazirus through nedava. Someone who's not really that into the Naziris is only called a nether. Rasha takes a nether, takes a Naziris rather, it's not really full hearted, and therefore he's only called a Nidre Nazir. There's no ounce of Avera at all. Kari Nazirusam Nidava. The Hainu Damrina, that's the Gemara ends up saying, Gavin Nidava, the Naziris, Mishkach, Esla, Kishimun HaTzadik, Moshin Yifras, Psychotaita, Besiat, Dishmai.
Fine. It's interesting that the result really is that the Nidava is much more chamor than a Shua, because a Shua, if you lose the item, you have to give it back. You have to give it again. And a Nidava, it's hal on the Heftan. If it gets lost, you're potter already.
Right, if a neder, you always have the neder is more chamor.
Right, but here he says the opposite, right. That neder is more
make. That is interesting. Okay, so that's the explanation of the Mishnah. Okay, so now the Gemara says, the Dilma, Halchikamar. Maybe what he means to say, when he says Kenidre Rishon, maybe he means to say Halchikamar, Kenidre Rishon Lo Nidrana. Maybe, remember, we're talking about a Yad here, a fragment of a sentence. His statement was, like the Nidre Rishon on Harini. Actually, the Mishnah doesn't say that, before we get there. The Mishnah says, Kenidre Rishon. That's all. Kenidre Rishon Benazir. So maybe what he's saying is, Kenidre Rishon, I don't want to be. And maybe he's not taking upon himself a nether at all. So the Gemara qualifies, Amar Shmuel, Bomer, Kinidre Risham, Harini Alai. Or Hameni, Harini Minaziris. Or Alai Bakarbon. I'm sorry, I misread that. Harini, Alai, or Heimanu. Harini Minaziris. Or he says, Alai Bakarbon, or Heimanu Bishuvah. He says, any of those languages, even though the Mishnah doesn't say that, that's what it meant to be talking about. That he took upon himself, Kinidre Risham is upon me. Or Kenidre Risham is Heimanu. And that's, therefore, you can't interpret it by saying Kenidre Risham, I don't want to be anything. He says Hareini, Allah, Heimanu. So then the Gemara says, okay, even if he does say those languages, Dilma Hareini Betainis Kamar. When he says Kenidre Risham Hareini, just that statement, I want to take upon myself, like Kenidre Risham, take upon yourself what? Maybe he wants to take a fast day upon himself. Who says we're talking about Naziris here? So that's what the Gemara says, and the Ran already alluded to this. Amar Shmuel, kishahaya nazir over lefanav. Specifically talking about where a nazir is passing in front. He says, Kenidre Rishayim Olai. So he's clearly referring to the Nazir who's in front of him. That's why the everything, all the arrows are pointing in the same direction of Nazirus.
What's the connection to the Nazir passing in front of him?
Because that clarifies why he sees a Nazir passing by. So he says,
he sees it first. And then,
and then he says, oh, Kenidre Rishayim Harei Olai. Or Hey Manu, Hareini, Hareini, yeah. So Gemara says, maybe, I said furthermore, so again, Amar Shmuel Kishaya Nazir Olver Lefanov, or Heimanu Bishvua. Fine, that's by the case of Naziris. Heimanu Bishvua, Duma Heimanu Dachil Nakamar. Maybe the Shvua is taking that he wants to actually eat it. Not that he's not going to eat it, maybe that he will eat it. So if you look at the Ran here, look at the Ran two wide lines down. The Dilma Heimanu, when he says Heimanu by the bread, Heimanu Dachil Nakamar. Since what he says, maybe he refers to I want to eat, or maybe he refers to I don't want to eat. The Shmuel is speaking here. We already learned a few days ago that Shmuel holds if the Yadayim are not mochichos, it's not Yadayim. So since you can interpret the language of the Shua here one of two directions, so it's not going to be a chal of the Shua. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rava Hadamar Heimanu Shelo Ochal. He finishes the sentence, somewhat of the sentence. He says, that from me I won't eat. So he can only interpret it as one direction, not eating. Ihachi Maile Memer. So that's a full-fledged Shvua. What's the Chiddush here? If he says, Heimanu Lo Ochal, and there's a piece of Kikar in front of him. So Gemara says, Mal the same, what would you have thought? Halo Mafik Shvua Mipumei. He never actually articulated the word Shvua at all. Maybe it won't be Chau, Kamash Malan Hadin. There's a little aleph there, and the word hadin should be erased, according to Hagos Marab Ransberg. But so the hadin is, I think, even though you said, hey, manu shlo ochal, that he said, from me I won't eat, or from it I won't eat. So since he doesn't say shvua, may the shvua shouldn't be chal, kamashimon, the shvua is chal.
Heimanu is like saying harei alai or harei or alai alone. Alai alone, I guess.
No, heimanu is from, talking about the chefs, I believe. Heimanu, from it. From it I won't eat.
Right.
Harei alai is on me.
What I'm saying, but Heimenu would be the equivalent of Alai, not Hare Alai.
Hareini? Say again that.
Or Hare, because I think we learned there's a difference. If he says Alai or Hare Alai, or no, there's no difference.
I don't remember seeing that difference.
No.
It could be theirs, I don't remember though.
Uh-huh. Because we learned in a few things that he didn't say Alai, and that's why, no?
There's a big difference when you say Alai.
Right.
But it doesn't make a difference. It's Hare Alai.
Hare Alai, okay, yeah.
Okay, and there is a Rashi on the bottom who explains what the Kamash Milan here is. He says, again, we have different sources of das. Mine, Dibur Maskel, is Mal Dusema, Halo Mapik Shuv Mipiv.
This is a Rashi?
This is the Rush.
A Rush.
Is it, I mean, there might be Rashi, so I didn't look at Rashi. I wonder.
How would it say, man?
So he says, Mal Dusema, Halo Mapik Shuv Mipiv. So the Havmin is that this Shvua shouldn't be Chal, even though he says, Hey Manul Shelo Ochal, I won't eat from this, since he never actually articulated the word Shvua, maybe it shouldn't be Chal. Says the Rosh, Kamash Malan, Kamen Damar, Kinidre Rishayim, Have Ki'ilu Apik Shvua Mipume. Since he says Kinidre Rishayim, that's what we're referring to here, it's as if he did articulate the Lashon of Shvua, and that's enough. You don't have to actually say a Shvua, we have to just, it has to be clear that you are making a Shvua. See if anybody else weighs in on Pshat here. Okay, nothing else. The Ron doesn't say anything in here either. Okay, let's keep going then. The Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah.
How do you read the Mishnah? So, can we just...
Yeah, the way you read the Mishnah is, Kenidre Rishayim, Hareini Alai, by the Nazir, okay? So the Nazir is passing in front. Or you say, Kenidre Rishayim, Harei Alai, and there's an animal passing in front of you. Or you say, Kenidre Rishayim, Heimanu Shelo Ochal, and they, according to the Ron, at least, it's a piece of kikar in front of you.
So that's how we learned it. Okay.
Right. So these are all yados. Yados mochichos. They're yados only because you never say it's a carbon. You never say it's a nuz. You never say it's a shvua. But since what you said and what's in front of you is clear, that's what you're referring to, that's enough.
So he has to say, hey, menu alai, or right.
Right.
It's not enough. It's just as kinidir nashai.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes the other line of the Mishnah, kinidre kisherim lo amar klum kinidvosam neder. If you say, I want to take upon myself a nether like Kesherim do, that doesn't work. But if you want to take a nedava like Kesherim do, that will work. Man Tana, who's the author? Who's the opinion that holds the shiny lebe nether le nedava? Who makes such a distinction? Lema lo Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Yehuda. Can't be either one of these tonight. Why not? Desani, the Braisa tells us, Tov asher lo tidor is a pasuk, and also it's a gemara that appears in Chulin and other places, that tov asher lo tidor, better not to make a neder. Let's get the whole pasuk on the side here. Mishatidor lo tishlam. Better to not take a neder at all than to make a neder and not to fulfill the neder. Okay, that's the pasuk. The pasuk found in Koheles. And the Raisa goes on to say, Tov mizeh mizeh she'enu noder kolikar divrei Rabbi Meir. The best thing to do is not to take any neder, like the pasuk says. Tov asher lo tidor. That's the number one thing. There again, there are three options. There's not to take nedarim, not right now, no order. Not to take any nedarim, take nedarim and fulfill the nedarim, or take a nether and not to fulfill it. Everybody agrees, taking a nether, not fulfilling it is the worst. The question is, what's going to be better? Best to not take any nedarim and just be safe, or to take the nedarim and fill them and fulfill them? So according to Rabbi Meir, the best is to not take nedarim at all, just stay far away from any danger. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tov Mizeh Mizeh Noder Mishalim. The best practice is to take Nidarm and fulfill the Nidarm. That's the best thing to do. So how is a Mishnah not like either one? So the Mishnah, there's no distinction of Neder and Nidavah. Let's see what the Ran says here.
It's not like
the sorry?
It's good because it's not like the Mishnah. They're both not saying like the Mishnah.
But they don't mention Nidavos.
Right. It says, Mashma Bibreit Azusher Bein Rav Nidavah. Ein Chiluk Bein Neder Le Nidavah.
So let's look at the Rans here. The last two Rans, we'll take it from Tov Mizeh Mizeh Sheino Noder Kol Iker. Right? Meir holds the best practice is not to take any of the Dharm. Minoder Mishalim. It's better to not take any of the Dharm than to take another and to fulfill it. Uminoder Veino Mishalim. It's certainly better than taking another and not fulfilling it. Dila'el Mehai Kro. Above this pasuk, it's written, Ksiv Eis Asher Tidar Shalem, that you should fulfill the Nether. Ubasarachi, afterwards, it's written, Ksiv Tov Asher Lotidor, better to not to. Klomer, Shuyosir Tov, it's better. The second pasuk says it's better than the previous pasuk, according to Rabbi Meir. Mino der Mishalim, Dichsiv Leel Minei. Because you have time in the Milsa, the reason is, Mishitoidor Lo Tishalim, Klomer, Shema Tishkach Lo Tisham, it's a gzera, Shema, you might forget to do this. Ulufikach Tova Shalot Titar Klal, it's best to not take any darm. Mash Milon Hashta, Delo Shani Bein Nedel and Dava, Delo Lashmina and Kra de Tov Mikulan No de Mishalim. The pasuk should have said the best is to take any darm. That's the best thing to do. In fact, it doesn't mention that. It seems like there's no distinction between neder and nedava. What's interesting is here, I'm trying to remember this discussion, this sugya now, the Ran says the reason why it's not a good idea to take neder at all is because you might not remember to do this. So it sounds like it would be under the category of a siag deraisa. I know it's not deraisa, it's divrei Kabbalah, it's a Koheles, but there's a whole list. There's a famous Rav Yosef Engel talks about in Lekach Tov, a whole series of siag deraisas. Usually think of a siag, a gzera, as a fence to prevent to do something. It's usually a din derabanan. For example, the first Mishnah in Brachos talks about, even though you can't say Shema until the morning, you have all that to say it, best to say it until Chatos, before Chatos. Shema, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Shlo tirchach min haver. You shouldn't violate any haveras. That's a siag. Midirabanan. Derabanan instituted that. But midiraisa you can have all night. But sometimes you have where the deraisa is built in a certain siag. So let's say some famous ones are the Tosefa Shabbos. Tosefa Shabbos is a deraisa according to Moshe Shon other than the Rambam. And what's the reason for Tosefa Shabbos? Some say Tosefa Shabbos in order to bring Kedushin earlier. It's a certain koach we have. Some say like Rashi El Torah in part in the Pasuk Vayechul Shemayim is the reason why we have Tosefa Shabbos is because Kadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly when Shabbos begins. We don't. We need some buffer. So we have to start Shabbos a little earlier. It's a siag, but it's a siag that's a din deraisa. It's built in as a siag deraisa. Another example is lo sevashel b'divi chaylev imo. Right? It says three times in the Torah you can't cook. You can't cook meat and milk together. You can't eat meat and milk together. And you can't get enough from meat and milk together. So what's the reason why it's asur to cook? So some say it's a gzera because you might come to eat it. So the siag deraisa, the Kesem Mishra says this. It's a siag deraisa to not cook meat and milk together. Sound like this too also. I know it's not only deraisa, it's not deraisa, it's a din divrei Kabbalah, but it sounds like it's a siag deraisa not to take any nedarim lest you make it and not fulfill the nether. That seems to be pshat in Rabbi Meir. Okay. There are other siag deraisas. It's a fun thing to go through. Whenever you see a new one, you add it to the list. Okay. So either way, what comes out of all this is, though, we see that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, neither one of them actually make any distinction between a nether and a nedava. So how come, who's the author of our Mishnah who does distinguish between a nether and a nedava? Says the Gemara, Afilu tame Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir could hold of our Mishnah, even though Rabbi Meir holds best to not take any nedarm at all. Ki kama Rabbi Meir, when did he say this? Benedar, he was talking about a nether only, the Pasuk of Kalas is a nether. But Nedava, lo kamar. He never said anything about Nedava, not taking any Nedavas. So therefore, there's room to say Rabbi Meir authored our Mishnah.
Are we saying here that the difference between Nedava and Nedava is also on the kavan of the person, or it's actually on the item?
Well, we're going to be working with the Ran, and Ran made that We haven't seen any other pshat.
So we're saying that the person who gives the tzedakah to shul, if he gives it half-heartedly, will be a neder, and if he really wants to give it, will be a neder.
Right, that's what it sounds like. If you take that yisod of the Ran. So the Gemara says, "V'hakatani." Don't we have the Mishnah says, "Kinidvosam neder benazer uvekarbon." So we see that our very Mishnah, when it says "Kinidvosam," it interchanges nedava with neder. You have a nedava on a neder. So let's see the Rashi just explains three lines from the top. Hokatani kinedvosam neder demashma belashon neder kamar. You could use a lashon neder in order to make a nedava. So these words are interchangeable. So you can't really separate the two concepts. So the Gemara says no. We've tweaked that bright the Mishnah a little bit. Tani, it should really say nadav benazir ubekarbon. It shouldn't say nadar. It should be nadav benazir ubekarbon. That's how we change the gear so much. Right. Exactly. Okay. Interesting. The Ram points out obvious, but when you see the question, it becomes obvious. The Ram says, we have time, I think, you're right? You have a lot of time.
A lot of time.
So the Ram says, I should go through more Siag Deraisas. What are the Siag Deraisas we have?
Let's continue with the Daf.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you one other one just kind of came to mind is the Isser of Kirva by Arayos, but Nishik v'chibuk v'nishik. That's according to Machlokas Rambam Ramban, whether that's an Issa Deraisa or not. So some say it's Mamish Issa Deraisa, that's considered Erva. Others say, no, that's only Siag Deraisa, lest it lead to Tashmish. That's another, okay, I'll try to think of more as we go through.
So what's the pshat with Yaakov when he met Rachel?
Okay. So yeah, maybe it wasn't there Chiba. I don't know.
Uh-huh. What do you mean, right? Yaakov Rachel?
Like when people greet each other, they give each other kisses.
When Yaakov met Rachel when he first saw her, he kissed her.
Oh, they got engaged, no, or something.
Afterwards.
So,
could be it wasn't derechi, but people greet each other, they give each other kisses. And it's possible that they were also relatives to a certain extent.
Right.
Okay.
After they got married, they became relatives.
Okay. So let's read this, the Ran for a second. The Ran, three lines from the top. Tani Nadav. Upirusha Rabosai, my Rebbeim said, quoted the Ran, the Gemara could have asked a different question in the Mishnah. Agufa the Mesitz on the Mishnah itself. There's a stira. It first says that nidik shem are nothing, but then it says nidvosam nadar. That's another question the Gemara could have asked. El demikar daik masitz and gufa demaflik be neder lindava mani ubatrachi the oki leker meir daik heicha katani neder. Okay, he asked a different question. He ended up not liking this pshat exactly, but we have to read through the whole thing here. Fine. The Gemara now says, so my shna no der delo. What's the reason why a neder cannot be a kasher doesn't take a neder? Dilma asi beli de takala. Because he might make another and may never fulfill it, and that's going to lead to an avera, not fulfilling Isser Bal Yachel, Isser Bal Tacher. Nedava Namilo, Dilma Asi Bay Lide Takala. So to buy Nedava, there should be a concern he'll take a Nedava to bring this animal and he might not fulfill it. So the same concern is going to exist. So the Gemara says, Kehillel Hazakin. What happened to Hillel Hazakin? The Tanya, I think it's also Gemara in Pesachim, we saw this. This is the first Masech that we did together. So what happened? Amrul Hillel Hazakin Shlomal Adam Bolaso Koyomov. During the times of Hillel, nobody ever violated the Isser Me'ila on an Ola at least. Why? Because Mevia Kishichulin Lazar. They'd bring the animal as a chol animal to the base of Mikdash. They wouldn't bring it inside yet, but they bring it to the near the Azara. Umakdish, and there, only once they get to the base of Mikdash would they be Makdishit there. V'somech aleh, and do smicha, and after smicha, the din is shochta. Before you do a karbonos, you're supposed to do the smicha, and then the shchita, right after smicha, the Gemara tells us. They do smicha and shchita. So you see, there's never a moment of time to violate the mila. They wouldn't take hektish, let's make my animal, my cow be hektish there, and then I'll schlep it all the way over here, and then there's a concern of a takala. So, best thing to do is to only be makdish it once you enter into the base of Mikdash. So that's why there's no concern by a nedava. A neder is not shayach. Remember, a neder has nothing to do with the chefsa. A neder is about the person taking upon himself a neder. But a nedava, where it's on the animal itself, so Hillel Hazakin had taught the entire nation to only make the nedava once you enter into the Beis HaMikdash. So, say one second. Interesting here. Look at the Rashi for a moment. See Rashi, the fourth line down, Dilma Asili Bali De Takala. Rashi writes, Tichyamar Belasha Neder, Hare Alai Bikarbon, Asi Bali De Takala, De Avar Mishim Bal Ta'acher. When the person makes a nether and doesn't fulfill it after three regalim, he violates Isser Bal Ta'acher. Nidavanami is in the question. Nidavanami says Rashi, Kiyama Hare Zu Karbon Asi. Asi behuli de takala li de giza vavoda. And this is one of these surim comes to an animal that's kachim. You can't shear it. You can't work it at all. Aval b'val ta'acher? Lo, there's no iser b'al ta'acher by nedava. Dichkol heich de isa be gaza d'rachmana isa. Very, very important line here. There seem to be a couple of notes here also. Let's just see the notes before I comment. It quotes Warren Chul in here. And where's that other note? That's the... How goes to Ransberg here?
Yeah, there.
Okay, that's the whole sugi here. Right there, it says, look what the, he quotes, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, you see that Os Aleph in the inside column? He says, Besugi de Kamaisa de Rosh Hashanah daf Dal, where the sugi Baal Tacher appears, Isa lehedya de af ben Nedava over Baal Tacher. How is the Rashi able to say that there's no Baal Tacher by Nedava? Ukfar Gishu Bezeh, Betshuvas Panam Eros, and Shush Yaakov and others talk about this issue, they have answers. So we don't have any answers here, he doesn't tell us the answers. But the Rashi suggests here, again, it's not really Rashi, the Mefarsh suggests that there's no Baal Tacher by Nedava, because Nedava, remember, the Nedava is not on me to bring. This animal is now a Cheftza. Once I'm Makdish it, it's owned by the Begaz, which is referring to the Hekdesh fund. They own it. It happens to be standing in my property right now, but they own it. So wherever it is, it's not my obligation to, it's their obligation. I'm going to help them get to it, but it's not my obligation anymore. And therefore he says, there's no Isser Baal Tacher, but we have to deal with the questions of Gemara Rosh Hashanah, what the answers are. Do we have time to even look into that quickly? Let's look in the back what they are.
Certain things you're not allowed to do because of Takala, right? That he might come, or was it that we learned that? He shouldn't come to Giza and Avoda, right?
Yeah, the Gemara, yeah.
There were a few Takanos that we did that were made.
Correct. The issues are you cannot, Mais Behema, and comes to Bechor, Behuda's of the opinion that you're allowed to be Matal Mum before it gets born,
right?
Because otherwise it leads to De Takala.
Right.
Okay, I'm just looking in the back here. Very quickly. Here we go. So he quotes the Mefarsh, quotes the Shaila. So Panim Yal Meiros answers. He says, no, of course there's an Isser Baal Tacher by Nedava. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says there is. The point is, since he took a Nedava, we assume he's a kosher person and won't be lazy about bringing in. So it'll never lead to actual Baal Tacher. This way he says the first answer.
Right. I think the answer here, what the Ran is trying to say, is that the moment you make a nedava,
mm-hmm.
you're ready. It becomes in itself intrinsic becomes hekdesh.
It's not yours anymore.
So you're not. You might be baal teacher in bringing it in, but you're not baal teacher in giving it because it's already not yours anymore. In the case of a nedava, since it falls on you, then any of your animals can become hekdesh. So you're actually being delaying by not choosing the one you want.
Right. So that's the distinction he's making. It just has to be squared up with the Gemara and right. Rosh Hashanah.
Let's say you make a shvua, and you say, I'm going to bring this an animal for hekdesh. And you say, okay, I choose this animal. And then you don't bring it. Is that Baal Teacher or no? Or that will be question.
Say again, you take upon yourself a nether?
To give it an animal.
And you choose this one.
Then already...
You know, as long, if you don't bring that nether, even though you appointed and designated an animal, you still will violate Isser Baal Tacher until you fulfill it.
Then basically it refutes the difference, because then it will be the same thing as a nedava already.
Because
once you chose it.
The chiv nedava only exists on the animal itself, this particular animal.
Right, okay.
So it's a little more divorced from the individual.
Yeah, because in the case that animal dies, you still have to bring another one.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So back to the Gemara now. And by the way, just we made this point, but I guess Iran makes it explicitly. The case of Hillel Zaken. Hillel Zaken said, when it comes to a carbon, a person should only make the hekdesh once to enter the Azara. So the Iran makes that point. Mvin chulun lazar. It's around 10 now lines up. He says, La bazar mamish she'asa lahavi chulun lazar. There's an issue to bring chulun into the actual Azara. The machlok is whether it's a deraisa, the Rabban, the Gemara says. But you can't bring it in. Everyone agrees it's asa to bring it in the Azara. But Pesach Azara, the entrance into the Azara, that's where you make it, you makdish it, and then you bring it in, do smicha, and do shechita, and so on.
if you come to the takala over there, which you forgot.
Then you violate Isser Mila, and it's a lav, and you have a carbon. If it's a shava pruta of hana, you get from it. Okay.
And the Ran does say Bal Ta'achir is the issue.
He said by Nadava also? Yeah. So the round above that I see. Rabban says, Nadava, two ones above that. Nadava nami dilma asi ba de takala dafagav da maharezu dilma pasha umaacher lahavi yosef mishal shrugam. So there clearly, which is pashas of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, there will be Nisr Nadava, Nisr right. Bal Ta'achir even with respect to Nadava. Interesting. So look at the Tosa has a very interesting question here. Let's go through this since we have a lot of time. Tosa says the second one down, Kehilal Hazakin Shemiviya Bazar. The cloud that the halacha or the minag that Hillel had instituted was you should only make a nedava once you enter into the base of Mikdash or right near. Im Tomar Akati Hechi Karle Nidvas Ksherim Halakha Shayusa Kiim Kehilal Kishabahim Bazar. How could you now refer to nedavos as nedavos of Ksherim? Now Ksherim don't make nedavos either anymore. It's not a something that Ksherim do. They only bring it to the base of Mikdash and Makdash it there. Our mission sounds like nedavos apply all over the place, even outside the base of Mikdash. Also, when it comes to nedavos, I understand nedavos for karbanos are good things. But if a person takes it by himself, I'm not sure this question here, actually. I don't know the second question here. Let's read the answer. Omer harav Rabbeinu Elazar, kevin dekshayim misnadim b'shum tzad bazara, even though they typically don't take nedavos outside the Beis HaMikdash from the time period of Hillel and beyond, once the nedavos do exist in the Beis HaMikdash, even if done outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's still called the nedavos of Ksherim. That's fine. Okay. Back to the Gemara now. Gemara says, Hanicha nedava the karbanos. Okay. So I understand the case of karbanos, why there's no takala, because you only are makdish animal once you enter you go to the entranceway of the base of the azara. Nidava de Naziris ma'ikla meimar. What about Naziris? Naziris lasts at least 30 days. How could you have a nidava of Naziris? A good thing to take Naziris is 30 days that you might drink wine, you might come into contact with tumas mace, you might cut your hair. So says the Gemara, Savrla kishimun hatzadik. The whole Shimon hatzadik who held? The Tanya Amar Rabbi Shimon hatzadik. In my entire life, I don't know how often this happened, but in my entire life, I only ate one Ashim Nazir Tameh. Ashim Nazir is a carbon that's brought after Nazir becomes Tameh, has to go through a tire process and restart the count. That Ashim Tameh, he would never eat. There's only one instance where he ate that Ashim Nazir Tameh. What was the case? Once a person came who was a Nazir min Adarim, a person came from the south, long hair. Reusav Shu Yofei, nine very pretty, very nice eyes he had. The Tov Roi, nice appearance, pleasant appearance. The Ktosas of Sudarim, Lototlim, he had like these curls, I think. And Amarti Lo, I said to him, Shimon Tzadik says, I said to this young man, Bini, Mari Isol Ashchis Et Sarecha. Zelna, what?
He said it yesterday, this
myself. Did I say yesterday, yeah? Okay. So I forgot already. Okay. So Shimon HaTzadik says to this young boy, what do you do what do you see exactly to come to destroy your hair? It's such pretty hair you have. So he says to Shimon HaTzadik, Roa Haisi, La'aba V'iri. I was a shepherd I am a shepherd for my father in the city. Halachti Lnos Maim in Hama'ayin. I went to draw some water from the spring in the little pond there. Nistakalti Bivoa Shili. And I looked at my own image, my reflection in the pond. Now remember, there's an Isser, by the way. It's hard for us, we don't understand this, but there is an Isser. The Gemara of the Zohar tells us that you're not allowed to look into the mirror, actually. You can't look in the mirror.
Pegadisha,
right. What's the only heter you're allowed to look in the mirror? There have to be other heterim also, because everyone does. But if you go to like the La Yeshivas, there won't be mirrors in like the men's bathroom. But anyone know the one heter to look in the mirror?
To be presentable.
What?
To be presentable.
at least the one that appears in the Gemara is that if you're getting a haircut from a guy, so you want to make sure he's not going to try to stab you with the scissors, so you have the mirror in front of you to make sure you see everything he's doing. That's the one hatter. Okay, so
what if you're concerned your wife's going to stab you?
Okay, so anyway, so he said I was shepherding and I came across my image. I saw my own reflection, and I realized I was a very handsome young boy. and my Yetzer took overtook me. Ubikesh the Tardanium and all wanted to say, go out and have a good time. So I spoke to my Yetzer, I said, Russia, Yerusha, Lama Atad Miskaba Olam Shein Hashacha, what are you trying to have control in a world that's not yours? But Mishri also Lios Rima Vitaleya, in a body that's ultimately going to be wormed and rotting. Havoda Shagalcha the Shemaim, I'm going to shave my hair, the Shem Shemaim. So that was the reason why he took upon his ears. It's really a shame, Shemaim.
Did you not remember saying that? He's serious?
In what context did it come up?
You just said it a few days ago. You said it's good to take Nezirut because of this case.
Last week.
I remember I got it.
Okay, fine.
That's the only thing.
Maybe not the dates, though. Okay, so the Gemara says, so Shimon HaTzadik testifies, Miyad Amadati V'Nishka, I stood up, Nashkativ Al Rosha, I gave him a kiss on his forehead, Amartila, I said, B'ni, Kamocha, Yirbu, Nozwe, Nizirus, B'Yisrael, Alecha, B'Yisrael. There should be many, many more Nizirim like you, Nizirus like you. Alecha, Kasav, the Pasuk says about you, Omer, Ish, Ki, Yifla, Nindor, Nether, Nazil, Azil, Hashem. This is what the Pasuk refers to in last week's Parsha Nasa, when a person takes upon himself to Nizirus, that refers to you, that's a good thing. So this person, apparently this boy, became Tameh along the way. He happened to, I guess, bring an Ashim Nazir Tameh, and Shimon HaTzadik is willing to eat from this carbon that he brought. But other than that, he wasn't willing to eat from other Ashim Nazir Tameh.
What is a Nazir Tameh? Say it again.
One of the three Shurim a Nazir cannot do is he cannot come into contact with Tumas Mace. If he does, he ruins his count. Let's say he counts 23 days. He comes into contact with Tumas Mace. He loses the 23 days. Has to go through a whole Tara process and start the 30 days all over again. Okay. So that Nazir, Shimon HaTzadik would not partake in that Ashim Nazir.
What happened with this specific case? How did we come to him and why did he bring a korban to Beit HaMikdash?
It doesn't tell us the details, but it sounds like he became in contact with Tumas Mace and therefore had to bring this Ashim Nazir.
Why wouldn't he
The reason for it. We have to bring it back full circle still. Remember, the context here, we're trying to figure out what's the potential tekala that may exist by Nazirus, right? We said there's a good thing, there's a nedav is a good thing, and nether is a bad thing. So by a carbon, we said, well, can't just like a nether could lead to a tekala, so to a nedav could lead to a tekala. No, there's no tekala by a carbon nedav, because they would only make the nedav once they entered the Hazara. So there's no time for nedav. But what's the nedav by Nazir, there's still going to be room for tekala, there's still 30 days. So we have to remember, just bring it back full circle. Let's just finish this piece, though. So the Gemara says, Maskula Rebbe, Rebbe Mani, Rabbi Mani asks, "My shna Ashim Nazir Tame de lo achel." So, what's the reason why he would not eat an Ashim Nazir Tame? The asa achet. It comes about on a chet because he violated an iser. Though maybe it's shogeg, but he violated an iser of coming into contact with tumas meis. Kol hashamos nami lo leichal de al chet asa. All other shamos he shouldn't eat either because they also come aide chet.
And isn't that the mitzvah to eat the korban after you make it?
Yeah, exactly. There's a mitzvah to eat karbanos. There's a mitzvah to eat karbanos. So Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yonah explains, Hainu taima. Kishen toin nozrin uchshen mitamin rabna lein menaziros mischartin bahem v'nimtz mevin tchul nazara. So when the nozrin are toin, they're, I guess, Rashi explains Kishen Tom means mispachten. They become afraid. Kamo ufachad talayla viyomam umetakamina v'taisa. That's the shot of the targum there. Kishen koasim, when they're angry, nodrin shen nodrin l'shem shemaim elos shem kast minazrin asman. They get upset about something. They get angry. They get worried. They take a spontaneous nazirus upon themselves. Uchshen mitamein, says Rashi, when they become tameh, dasa tuma, and they come into contact with tuma, v'sase lahani yomer dinaziris. They ruin their initial 23 days of counting, for example. Ubal mine yomer dinaziris achet, they start all over again now. Riba lem, you made tuma, now there are more days of tuma, or away from tuma. Shema, at least days they have to stay away from tuma. Tushema mitame pam acheris, they might come into contact again with tumas meis. Ubar the Mr. Kohan Yomid in Asiris, Umishartin Basman, they regret on themselves Shinadru that they take the initial nether. once there's regret there, we'll have a nazirus l'shem shemayim. It's not a good nazirus. That reason I never ate any ashamos, because there could have been a certain charata only by this particular individual who I saw clearly he had good intentions. I ate from his asham nazir tameh. He would not regret the additional days of nazirus that he would have to take. So the Gemara says, "Yihach, that's the case. Afilu nazir tar nami." So, if that's the case by nazir tar as well, shouldn't there be a concern of
how we can distinguish between nazir tam and nazir tar? The korban is the heftza. That's the law. He needs to bring korban if it was tam. But exactly, afilu nazir tar, how can he know what's the guy's intention?
So that the Gemara is about to explain that. So just like you're concerned that maybe the guy had charata when he brought the Ashram Nazir Tameh, so maybe he had charata when he brought a Stam Nazir, when he had 30 days, you know, without any Tumas Mace, went nicely. But maybe he had charata also, for there was 30 days unpleasant for him. That's the Gemara's Shaila. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi explains this, the Shaila. Ihachi, two wide lines of Rashi. Ihachi, afilu Nazir Tar, the Duma Mischarit al Niziruso, v'nimsa mevichul Nazir. Also by Nazir Tar, there should be a concern of charata. And the Gemara answers, lo. Damude Amid Nafshe Diyachul Lindur. The person was able to calculate it himself what he was able to handle. Says the Rashi, the Nazir Tahor, Leklamechash de Mischari. There's no concern of him regretting it. Dechemin de lo Nidma, lo Rabbo Lavi Metuma, since he didn't have added days on. Vade lo Mischari, he's not going to have regret on these 30 days that he stayed so good. The Amris, if you say Afil Hachi, who Mischari, no, even though he didn't have additional days, he's still going to have regret possibly. Then Yachalamur bin Izrusa, Lahalekamechash, we're not concerned that happening of him saying that's too much for me. Dilav Damud bin Afshe Kodum Shinadar, the Yachalamurbo, if he didn't calculate properly on his own that he was able to last for 30 days, Lo Hava Nether, Lo Mishari Kalecha de Lomantame, he wouldn't have taken the Nether in the first place. The difficulty with this is we saw before the reason why people sometimes take Nazirus is because they're upset, they're angry, it's spontaneous. Sounds like they didn't have time to even think about it to calculate it. Now the Gemara says no, they would have calculated it to a certain extent. So there's some balance here that Rashi is trying to get at.
So how does this answer the question?
Exactly. So that's now the full circle. How does this answer the question? How is it true that by Nadav of Nazirus there's no concern of Takala? How does it answer the question? It sounds like that
there is a whole view. I suppose right. One guy. Should we read it or not?
Read what? There's Zeran here.
There is, I think a rope.
Let's see what we have here.
There is an article. I don't know. לשים קטע זה גם יש לציין שכל נזיר טהור מביא בסוף נזירותו שלושה קורבנות עם האורח חסד ושלמים. נזיר שנתנה מביא שני קורבנות מן האוף. עולה חסד וקורבן
What's the answer? There's a Ran, there's a Rashi here.
If you look all the way back at the Ran, can you shuman outside it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Shimon HaTzadik said, Ran says in this parish, Shimon HaTzadik, Halchi Perusha, Dechol Shenedar Mitoch Inyan Zeh, Kol Kach Kamarasa Ritzuyah, Delech Lemechash Lavo Lidei Takalab. So what he's saying is as follows. It's not an issue of how you say something or what exactly you take upon yourself. But if the motivation was something like this young boy with the nice curls, took a Nazirus, that would be classified as a nedava. And there would be no concern of a takala. A person had real intentions, real good intention in the first place, it wouldn't lead to takala. All others, maybe. In Echanami, it seems very rare and unlikely that a person will take such good intentions when taking Nazirus, but it exists. So that's the difference. So yes, it's not about, again, what you said about Harei Lai or Harei Zu, like a nedav, nedav of a karban. It's about what your intentions are. Okay, I think it's a little early, but...
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach to you.